Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, official podcast of comicbookmovie.com. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm back, baby. Big weekend for us.
It has been.
Such a big weekend.
Are you tired?
I'm so tired.
Me too. But it was a fun time.
Yeah, look, because we did our Planet Broadcasting Network launch.
Didn't we just talk about this for 8 to 10 minutes?
Yes, we did, but we'll talk about it some more. But yeah, like, it's because we, great show, everybody put on a, you know, great performance. We had Arnie Donner at the end, they were great. Mm. And then afterwards we stuck around, we said hi to everybody else.
That was real,
like,
cool.
That's the first time and probably the only time where, like, so many people meet me. They know about me. I don't know anything about them.
Right.
And they're talking to me, and it's not just somebody who I owe money to. You know what I mean? Because under normal circumstances, that's it.
You mean nobody hit you up for money?
No.
That's something new for you, isn't it?
Correct.
No, everyone was really great. It was really, really cool to meet so many really, really friendly people. There was no, like, weird creeps or anything.
Yeah, right.
For lack of a better word. No, it was nice.
Which is the demo we expect from the show.
You better believe it.
Is that because we're weird creeps?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Mm. You know, and often, you know, what you put out comes back your way.
Mm-hmm.
Not the
that's
case
right.
for us.
No, yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
What else has been happening? I did an episode of Beer Eye with Your Mates, guys.
Oh, did you?
My friend Murphy. That was on
cool.
Thursday. Did that, so that's out now.
And you also did a Dragon Friends.
I did a Dragon Friends. That's not out yet, but I did that today.
Yeah.
So our friends over at Dragon Friends, the podcast that's part of Planet Broadcasting, that they do a live, they usually do it in Sydney, like a live Dungeons and Dragons show on stage.
Mm-hmm.
Very funny. Those guys are great. They did it in Melbourne. Sometimes when they do a, like, an interstate live show, they don't record it.
Yeah.
In this case, they're like, don't waste any content. So it's going to be a Patreon bonus episode.
Mm.
So if you go to their Patreon, which is patreon.com/dragonfriends, and you sign up for $5, I think.
Okay.
That's going to come out pretty soon. So
sweet. And also, they've got, if you don't want to do that, they've got a bunch of good episodes.
Got a bunch of episodes. Yeah. They've done, like,
I mean, they're without you. That's probably for the best.
Probably for the best, ultimately. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Good. Let's get straight into the news eventually. We've done it now.
We did it now. Do I have anything else? Let me think. Let me just check the old, done so many podcasts this week. No, that'll do it.
That'll do it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel bad about talking for so long, but then I'm like, no, a lot of people helped out. And also, you can skip it. It's fine. It's
you
in
can
the
totally
time code.
Skip it.
It's in the time
code. You don't care about people that work hard and help people.
I know I don't.
Mm, correct.
Spider-Man posters. Spider-Man Homecoming.
Yes.
We got 3.
Yeah, we did.
Were they international? Potentially.
Maybe.
I liked the look of them, though. Did you enjoy what they're about?
Me too, then.
You say me did?
Me did. I've been talking a lot this weekend.
Yeah. There's one where he's on the side of the Avengers Tower.
That's what I was going to say.
Mm.
I woke up this morning feeling really
from the strangest dream.
I was been the world has ever seen. We're marching as one. Holy Grail.
Man.
I was a collector. That's a
Can
classic.
We do the whole thing? Do you mind?
Oh, no, let's do it. It's a classic Oz rock anthem.
Yes.
I woke up this morning, don't do it, feeling hungover.
I nearly did it again.
I know, right? What if we got trapped in a loop forever? I felt really hungover, and I didn't drink yesterday. It was just so much interaction with other human beings. It just broke my brain.
Absolutely.
We're talking about Homecoming.
Homecoming.
They were very colourful. I like him. Primary colour.
Yeah.
Great.
I like that suit more and more the more I see it.
Now,
yeah.
In the first one where he's by the river,
yeah,
just having a bit of a relax with his headphones on. He's wearing a jacket.
Yes.
Is that jacket significant in some ways, or is it just some sort of generic science jacket?
There might be some... Yeah, I don't know. Does it relate? Maybe he's in some school science club. I'm sure there's an answer to that.
Yeah.
I've really half asked the research this week.
It's a big weekend. Look, just to be clear how this episode's going to go, I'm going to show you how the sausage is made, everybody. What we're going to do is we're going to breeze through some news. We're going to talk about the Justice League trailer for a really long time.
Yeah.
Then we're going to have a very small number of opinions on the on the film Power Rangers. Spoiler alert, it's fine, I guess. I don't know. And then we're going to do some more of our famous segments, and then we're going to go home, and I'm going to sleep for a really long time.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
Jackets.
That's right, because... If it were a DC property, I'd be like, well, that'd be a Star Labs jacket. But
right.
Marvel doesn't really have that.
They don't have a Star Labs, do they?
No. Oh,
look, it's definitely something.
Yeah.
So you can also see the Avengers Tower in the background of that. Is that being redesigned again?
Well, it had to be rebuilt, right?
Well, it was. It was rebuilt. And then because it was different in Ultron, but it looks a little bit different again.
Mm.
I might be wrong. He's also on the side of the big A. And there's also one where he's hanging on a bloody sign that's like Brooklyn, Queens, Bronx. All amazing areas.
All the boroughs.
You better believe it.
Mm, I do.
So, no, I like them a lot. It's, I guess, is there something coming up for that soon? Are we expecting a trailer? I don't think so. We got one relatively recently.
I never know when a trailer's going to come. They always take me by surprise. I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm.
Did this take you by surprise, though? There's some Brad Pitt concept art for Cable has leaked.
That's right.
And then taken down immediately.
Which means it's for real.
It's real, yeah.
Right? I assumed it was fan art. And I've gone back to have a look at it again. There we go. We're back.
Because there was also a rumor. You know, Michael Shannon's like, nah, I don't want to do that. Like, he talked about it last week.
Yep.
And then the rumor again was this week was, no, he might be doing it. But this indicates that either Brad Pitt is locked in or he was, you know, fairly close. They were fairly certain they could have got him at one point. What do you think of that? Brad Pitt as Cable.
I think he's underrated as an actor.
No, he's not. I mean, he's very rated.
No, he's rated as a very handsome man.
Certainly.
He's rated as a charismatic man, but I don't think I think he's underrated as an actor.
Okay, yeah. Fair enough. No, so he's a good actor is what you're saying.
I'm saying he's a good actor.
Not enough people say he's a good actor.
Correct.
Yeah, even though he's won multiple awards and most people think he's a good actor, you think he's underrated.
Yes.
People think he's a bad actor.
I think he's the greatest actor in the world.
That's Russell Crowe.
I know.
What do you
say? I think he should fight Russell Crowe for the title of greatest actor in the world.
Yeah, what do you think of it though?
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's more kind of organic-y, like the way it's kind of meshed into his body, like the cyborg parts.
Yeah, I wonder how they're going to do that because Cable is, you know, he's biomechanical. It's his bionic arm isn't just sort of slotted on. It's supposed to meld with his human flesh.
Right.
It's a techno-organic virus of sorts.
Yeah.
I think that looks really good.
You're well into it?
Yeah.
Good.
And they're probably not going to explain it. If it's Deadpool, why would they explain it?
They don't need to. Yeah, it's fine. Exactly. Yeah. No, I really like that casting. It's kind of surprising. Brad Pitt's the kind of person I don't really consider for any of these comic book roles.
Uh-huh.
Like it's never, and he's also past the age where like he wouldn't be a Captain America or anybody like that because he's, you know, he's coming up on 50.
Uh-huh.
Like 10, 15 years ago, sure. Uh-huh. But, you know, so I like this a lot. I think...
When was the last time Brad Pitt took his shirt off in a movie?
The Tank one.
Oh, really?
He looks great.
Did he look like that, more or less?
Yeah. No, he's still got the abs.
Nice.
He's got it where it counts.
That was very recent.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Don't mind me.
Yeah. But no, he looks after himself. And he did Troy when he was like 40. He was abbed up for that.
That's true.
Yeah, so, you know, don't doubt him.
How many abs do you think you're going to have at 40?
None.
No abs?
No, certainly not.
I'll have some abscesses, but no abs.
Speaking of abs, though, Chris Evans said last week that, like, his contract for Captain America, it's up after Avengers 2 of Infinity War 2, whatever that movie's called, we don't know yet, which led people to believe that he's probably not coming back, or he might not come back. But then this week he's like, no, I'll do another one. Like, if they sign me up, I'll probably just do another one. So
it was
like Hugh Jackman's done, like, 1,000 Wolverine movies. So, yeah. So
exactly.
I don't think you can rule anybody out for any of these movies.
No, you can't. And there's no rules to say, even if he's... utterly disintegrated in Infinity War Part 1 or 2, then they can still bring him back.
Yeah.
There's a time gem. There's a bloody reality gem. Somebody will just twiddle their thumb and he'll come back. It doesn't... death is meaningless in these things.
And it could be like you could take someone out for 10 years and then be like, oh, because I don't think this universe is going to stop. I don't think they're going to reboot it. I think this is going to go and go until they don't make money.
Could be a dream sequence. It could be a clone. It could be time travel.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They could have killed a doppelganger. They could have, I don't know.
LMDs.
LMDs, right?
Doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. And that, you know, I wouldn't even surprise me, though, if they do swap out a character and just recast. Like, that's possible because they've done it. But sure, I feel like that's less likely than it was, like, 5 years ago. Because you can't recast, like, Iron Man now.
No, absolutely.
Yeah,
not.
I mean, you can bring in somebody else to do it, but, like, it's a different character. But, yeah, it's a big shoes to fill, Mason.
So big.
Yeah. But the big news...
I mean, Hollywood average probably size shoes.
Sure, yeah.
It's probably like a 9.5.
Is that an average for a Hollywood size foot? I feel like it's more like a 6.
Because they're very small.
Everyone's teeny tiny.
Everyone's teeny tiny, right.
The big thing for the week, though, I'm interested to know your thoughts on it. And also, Ben will be making this into a video, hopefully.
Oh, so I better really lift my game.
I'm real tired, man. So I'm like, I can't do this, man.
Okay,
big weekend.
Great.
Uh-huh. Also, my dad got real sick, went in the hospital on Friday.
He tried to steal our thunder by getting kidney stones.
Yeah. So they thought it was an appendicitis. That was real stressful. Anyway, he's fine. Hi, Dad, if you're listening. He's not. He hates everything associated with this. And you.
Wow.
Anyway.
Oh, just drop that bombshell and walk away. All right.
Justice League trailer.
Yeah.
What'd you think? What were your thoughts?
Looks great.
What things did you miss or were missed?
I didn't miss a darn thing, sir.
Good gravy.
Yeah.
It opens with Batman on a horse going to a fishing village.
Yeah.
My first question is, like, that looks great, obviously.
Is it why not use the plane?
Yeah, why not use the plane? Why are you on a horse, mate? What are you doing? Why not have some kind of all-terrain bike? I don't know, anything else.
Bat boat. He's got some... Well, why? Maybe he's got a horse that he likes.
Yeah.
Well, he's had a bat horse in the past and the future.
That's true. The Dark Knight Returns. Yeah, he had a bat horse. And that's kind of... Like, I do like this trailer on the whole. Do you?
Me too, I do, yeah.
I mean, but this might be a situation where... Did you just put this in... Like, it doesn't serve a story purpose. It's just to look cool.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Almost all of it, yeah.
Yeah.
But that's a Zack Snyder film.
It certainly is.
Unless you nail him down with a script and you say... Everything, like all the dialogue has to be this and all the scenes have to be this and all the blocking has to
be
like this.
Like Watchmen 300.
Like Watchmen 300.
Yeah.
Then he's like, you know what would be cool? Everything explodes. I don't know.
Slow-mo kicks.
Slow-mo kicks.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
Well, it's got another White Stripes song in it.
Yes.
Now it's another Button to Button. The next Button. What's that song called?
I don't know.
Okay,
I have no
right.
idea.
It's that one. But then, of course, we've got the heartfelt cover of something else, which in this case is the Beatles Come Together.
Boy, is it. Yeah. Because they're coming together. It's a simile.
Oh.
You understand,
well,
don't
if
you?
It's a simile.
Yeah.
To be clear, we know it's not a simile.
I'm not sure it's not a simile.
It's not a simile.
Just to be clear.
Okay.
So also we see an ancient battle. It looks like an ancient battle because I think the idea is there's going to be a flashback sequence where the Amazonians and the Atlanteans come together. Right now. To stop the forces of apocalypse.
Okay.
So that's where that battle sequence where they're taking out, what are they called? Parademons.
Parademons, yeah.
That's from like thousands of years in the past. And as a result.
But isn't Mira there?
No, I think that's unrelated. She is in it, but I think that's the present day. Also, we don't know how long those guys live for.
That's
true. So maybe, you know what I mean? Maybe they're like the elves in
Lord
of the
Rings. No, I'm going to say regular amount of time.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Mm-hmm.
But as a result of that, and this was released a few months ago, this information. To make sure Darkseid wouldn't come through again, the Atlanteans get a mother box, the Amazonians get one, and the humans get one.
And yeah, this guy in a trench coat just leaves one in his office, apparently.
Yeah, that's right. Well, that's Miles Dyson. He was in the first...
That's
not
Cyborg,
his actual name.
That's Cyborg's dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the story was as well that Cyborg himself is a mother box. So I don't know, is that the same mother box that he used to create Cyborg, or did he get another one? It's great that, like, the humans, their way of dealing with their mother box was just to bury it, like, 5 feet deep. Do you remember that from the old trailer?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So maybe he got his hands on another one, and obviously, like, something's come through.
What do you mean he got his hands on another one?
I don't know, man. They've probably got a detector, a little radar.
Oh, he's probably got a radar. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I see it.
But we get
anyway.
Plenty more footage of some of these guys. I feel Aquaman's taking on the Hulk role.
Right, yeah.
He's bouncing about.
He's doing some quips.
Mm-hmm.
Some little quips.
Everybody's quipping in this one.
Yeah, well, it's almost like they said, can you make a less grim movie? Make more Marvel a movie, please?
Yeah.
Do you like that, though? I like that side of Aquaman. I think it's cool.
I like quips.
Where he rescues a guy and then he's like, I'm taking this bottle.
Yeah.
And then he, you know, he's kind of making light of Batman in a suit, which I kind of, in his bat suit, which I enjoyed.
I like quips and abs. Yeah. That's what I like.
Boy, do you.
Two favorite things.
Batman also, they kind of allude to the Bat family, or at least Robin. Because, you know, Commissioner Gordon's like, oh, you're working with other people again. Or whatever.
Yeah, okay, right.
Do you reckon he's had a whole Bat family? Or do you reckon it was just like a couple of Robins? Like, do you reckon there's a Batgirl out there and a Nightwing and Red Robin?
I think there is definitely a Batgirl and a Nightwing, but I think he might just be referring to other... I think we've just got an unnamed group of additional heroes that have all been brutally killed, right. Probably by Batman.
Yeah, sure. Well, that's the thing, though. They've also given us this kind of army that Batman can just cruise around in his Batmobile just machine gunning.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what I mean? Because Batman has no problem with killing aliens, like in the comics.
Yeah.
Like, he's shot Darkseid once.
Yeah, but I think that was him breaking his number one rule.
Yeah.
I think for the most part, he has to know they're not sentient before he kills them.
Right, yeah.
So in this, maybe parademons are sentient and maybe they're not.
Yeah.
Well,
they're all under kind of the Darkseid spell and whatnot. They're all willing to die for Darkseid, and they're all kind of ants anyway, aren't they, really?
I guess so, yeah.
Well, some versions anyway, so I think that's fine. But you see, also, did you like the bit where Aquaman's on the car? It's got the roof torn off the Batmobile and Aquaman's cruising along.
Yeah, and he does a big bouncy jump.
Yeah. I like, though, that... Because I feel like in the Doomsday fight from Batman-Superman, Batman did a lot of just running about. Like, he didn't contribute to the fight.
Absolutely not.
He fires
like a
kryptonite gas canister. But in this, he looks like he's, like, actually amongst it. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Like, he's using all these gadgets and he's zipping about and kicking dudes and whatnot.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's that, you know, that you see him in that kind of spider vehicle?
Yes.
Apparently there's going to be a few vehicles in this. There's like one called the Flying Fox, which is like a big kind of flying fortress kind of thing. And then there's this thing called, what's it called? Can't remember. It's something else.
I've forgotten the name.
Ben, put the name under here.
Oh,
put it at
very
the bottom.
Good. Nice. Yeah, so, very good.
So people know.
Mm.
Yeah.
We also get much more of a look at Cyborg.
Yeah.
Looking
what do you
pretty good. Are people against the CG of this character?
Yeah.
Really?
I think it's a bit hit and miss depending on the shot.
I don't mind it.
Yeah?
Yeah. He's taking somewhat of the Iron Man role in this.
Right, yeah.
He can fly, apparently.
Yep.
That's new for him.
He's a prick, like Iron Man.
Yeah,
is that right?
Right.
Do you like the... He's got the mask.
I do like that.
Is that a new addition? I've never seen that in the comics. It looks
either.
like a Deadshot kind of thing.
Mm.
Or
an Iron Man helmet.
Or an Iron Man. But, you know, with the one, like, red eye.
Yeah, right.
You know what I mean?
I do know.
I like that a lot. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I guess he's still... Because what we saw of him in Batman Superman, he's a torso and an arm.
Basically,
or
yeah.
Or he was, yeah. About Wonder Woman. We get a little bit of that.
A very small amount of Wonder Woman,
sure.
Yet again. Yep.
Yeah, yeah.
Sure. Looks great.
It really does.
What do you think about the Flash's super speed?
I like it a lot.
Same,
yeah,
right?
I think, because my thought was, well, we're kind of seeing the Flash and, you know, he runs fast, then he zips through the city. But there's a real like fluidity to it. And I think if you're ever going to do like a slow-mo kind of thing, you know, he didn't do any slow-mo in Batman Superman, but if you've got a character like, or even in Man of Steel, if you've got a character who can move that fast, then that's when you use slow-mo.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it looks great. Even though he's got that kind of runner's stance where he puts like the one hand
right.
on the ground to kind of take off. And I think it's real cool, man. Oh, do you think it's strange that, so in this, in the last trailer it was like, I don't know whether I'm going to assemble the Justice League. How am I going to do it?
Oh, yeah.
And then it's just, in this one, it's like, yeah, they're all together.
Sure, right.
They've all come together.
Oh, yeah.
For lack of a better song, word.
Eminem's Lose Yourself. We'll bring it back again.
Yeah, that's right.
Wait, not Lose Yourself. Bloody Without Me.
Yeah. That's...
We also get the appearance of... we get the heartfelt Barry Allen's dad is in prison.
Yeah.
Little smidge of a clip.
Billy Crudup.
Crudup? Okay, cool.
Yeah,
I was trying to go back.
In,
I thought it looked like... Oh, he's Billy Crudup. There
yeah,
we go.
He's in Watchmen. There was some Jag Warrior on Twitter, who, as we know, is the number one fan of Jag. He's written him before.
The
TV series.
The
yes.
TV series, not the jeans brand.
No.
Okay, right.
No. No.
Did you know Jag, the Australian jeans brand,
Jag
stands for Jeans Are Great?
No, it does.
Yes, it does. I'll bet you $10,000. Maybe it doesn't now.
Okay.
But older one.
I bet you a crisp pair of Jag jeans.
Oh, yes. Oh, I'm going to clean up on Jag jeans.
But he tweeted at me, you know, you see the bit where you see the kind of close-up shots of the Justice League, and there's like the goldish kind of background.
Uh-huh.
And he was wondering whether that's... Have you ever seen the animated Justice League image of them? They're all standing
in a row. I have seen
that. Mm. And his theory is that's going to pull back. And that's when Superman's back and they're all there. And you see like the group as they kind of stand in the animated version.
I love it. That sounds really good.
Me too.
I mean, I love it in theory. In practice, will it be any good? No one knows.
Who does know? No, what about no Superman? Do you think we're going to get like the reveal of Superman before November? Because you know they revealed a lot of stuff with Batman, Superman coming up. They're like, and here's literally everything that happens.
I hope not.
Do you think they're gonna hint at it though, right?
Yeah, I reckon if we get more than one full second of it, that's too much, I feel.
Do you want to see like the black suit?
Or I do, But I mean also if there's a reveal that isn't something like that, what's the point even? Because we know he's coming back. He's in the promo stills.
Yeah. He like the coffin shook in the last movie.
Yeah, right.
It was implied in the last movie before it ended that he wasn't dead.
Yeah.
I still don't know how they're going to deal with that Clark Kent thing.
Yeah, right.
Like he was a reporter for like a week. No, was that 2 years? I don't remember.
Yeah, right.
Whatever it was.
Because in the comic books, they just went, oh, he was trapped under some rubble when Doomsday attacked and we found him under the rubble. But in this, there's a body.
Yeah.
We see the body, right?
It's open casket. We've talked about it.
Yeah,
before.
We have many times, right.
We had a listener complain that you shouldn't have an open casket that near food, that close to food.
That's right.
But if it looks good on film, go for
that's
it,
right,
mate.
Go for it, exactly.
You got to get that shot.
Well, maybe they just took the body of, I was going to say Jimmy Olsen and put it in the coffin. But that doesn't explain anything.
It certainly doesn't.
No.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're just going to do away with the Clark Kent persona and he's Superman all the time. But I don't like that. But then again, if they're going to flashpoint it,
It doesn't matter, right?
It doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, there's one thing from this which, even if this movie is terrible, we've been tricked by trailers before from every movie studio multiple times.
We're so gullible. Yeah. We're a couple of rubes.
But I think one thing that really stood out for me is, first of all, I like the characterizations of all these characters.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks really on point. But to me, it would be a shame if Ben Affleck's Batman didn't get, like, a really good go at it. Because I think he's great. Like, I really do. And if he does end up not doing the Batman or for whatever reason, that would be a real shame that he's one of the best Batman in not the best movies. You know what I mean?
I do. Yeah. I do know exactly
I'd
what
you mean.
I'd
be devastated, Mason.
You'd be Devo.
I don't know what I'd do with myself.
You could join Devo.
I could, couldn't I? Mm-hmm. Are they down a member?
They've been around a really long time, so probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't have to wait long even if they weren't, would
That's
I?
That's right, yeah.
It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Well, at least I know I've got options.
That's right, yeah. Life's all about options.
All right, Mason, we're flying through this week. Sorry if this is a little short.
This might be a little short. We're knackered. We're both knackered.
That's fine. We've talked about that at length, haven't we?
We'll keep talking about it because it'll fill time. Because we need to fill in this episode because we don't have a lot to say because we're knackered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer, don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, NYX, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. And you know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify, and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect.
Did you see Saban's Power Rangers?
I did see Saban's Power Rangers.
What did you think of Saban's Power Rangers?
I think whether Krispy I'd Kreme. Seen it or not,
yeah,
it wouldn't make any difference.
You could have just said whatever you know of it. Like,
yeah, I guess so, yeah.
Seen from the trailers?
Actually, that's not necessarily true.
Oh, he's changed
his mind. We learn more about the characters.
Oh, he's
we
saying different things. That's okay.
We learn that they're all...
He's saying his opinions. Interesting.
They've had tough lives.
They have.
I mean, not strictly speaking. Some of them had totally normal lives and just screwed them up for no reason. That's what we learn about.
Yeah. So it had they reckon a 30 to 40 million weekend in the US, which is a decent opening, but it's going to be ahead. So it's going to be ahead of Chips. And,
sure.
And
the Dax Shepard, Michael Pena.
Jump Street knockoff.
Yeah. Remake of a show from, I guess, the 80s.
Yeah.
I don't know. Highway Patrol, something
like
we
that.
We never got it here. I don't know.
No, I don't care for it.
No.
But it's also going to fall behind Beauty and the Beast's second or third week.
Now, for people who are tweeting me.
Ah, you dickhead.
I was very
wrong. I meant
wrong.
To shame you in front of everybody, the crowd, and I forgot.
Oh, live. You were going to shame me
now's
live.
Now's my opportunity.
I would have fought all of them live. To be fair, if you'd had a go, I would have just run through everyone. Just. Anyway.
But
blood would have run down the aisles of that theater.
But so you said that nobody was interested in Beauty and the Beast and why are they rebooting it? This is going to make no money. But then it made a lot of money.
It's made a lot of money. So I'll concede that, but I will not concede that a lot of people seem not to be enjoying it that much.
Okay.
Everybody I've spoken to who have seen it has been like, yeah, it's not as good as the original.
Okay, then.
But it's the same, right?
There's some additions, but yeah. There's a bit more world building.
Is there a rap?
There is a rap, yes.
Is there really a rap?
I don't fucking know. Almost certainly not.
Surely, yeah, exactly.
But no, I've heard Gaston's really good and whatever. Maybe we'll do an episode on it. We won't.
We will, absolutely.
But I am very interested in seeing it, though. That is for sure. But with Power Rangers, the idea was that off the back of this, they've outlined a 6-movie arc. Get
for
ready.
Power Rangers.
Saban's Power Rangers.
Good lord.
Brought to you by Krispy Kreme. Yes.
Right.
What do you think of that?
That's too many movies.
That's an interesting opinion.
I don't think what we got in this movie was enough to justify 5 more movies.
Okay. You know what's interesting about this?
They'd be spreading them a little thin, if you ask me.
Okay, fair enough. Mm. Oh, what did you think the story was? That's our classic segment.
Oh, there's a...
I know you're tired, so I'm going to cut you some slack.
Okay.
You can.
Oh,
just,
do I? I thought it was going to be 100% slack. You weren't actually going to ask me what the plot was.
I'm just going to say you can half-ass it slightly more than you normally do.
Oh, fantastic. All right, here we go. There's a small town. There's some kids in the small town. They're like, oh, our lives... lives aren't perfect. We're sad and we're all in detention or something. And then one of them's like, hey, let's go to the bloody mine shaft or something. Oh, we found these coin gems things. And now we're nearly Power Rangers or something.
We have abs and we can break sinks.
That's right.
Mm. Mm-hmm. And then they eventually become Power Rangers.
Yeah, after some montages and stuff.
Yeah.
Learning some stuff about each other.
Kicking some holograms.
Kicking a hologram.
Having some goofs.
Being yelled at by Bryan Cranston, and then Bryan Cranston is yelled at by them. What else happens in this movie?
I don't know, man. You know what the thing is?
Bill Hader's a robot.
Yeah. Didn't care for it, if I'm honest.
I think he...
What do you do with it?
Yeah, I think...
Like, he's fine. I like Bill Hader a lot.
Yeah, I think he attempted to introduce some sort of improv levity to it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it worked within the larger context of the film.
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, right, like, it's fine. It's totally fine, right? It's not terrible. It's just a bit whatever. The show has never been, like, this great work of art. Like, the original thing was an American company bought a pretty shit Japanese show, reshot some footage and dubbed the whole thing and then threw it out there and it made $1 billion.
Sure, absolutely.
That's the origin of it. There's nothing wrong with that, but this isn't some high form of art.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And I asked you the other day I said to you, I think this is the best version of Power Rangers ever.
Uh-huh.
And you said, even better than that fan film. And I went, ooh.
Which is Power/Rangers, yeah. Which is probably still up on Vimeo or something like that. In HD, it looks super crisp.
It's good. And I'm probably not, but I can understand why they didn't make that version. Because they want to, you know, they want to get kids back in and whatever, and also original fans. You can't do the gritty, everybody's dead future version of the Power Rangers, you know, where everybody's 40 and...
Sure, yeah.
And doing like...
Missing a leg or whatever.
And or doing exercise videos or whatever.
Sure,
kind of
thing. Mm-hmm.
But I thought a lot of elements from that movie were maybe worked into this, or some elements a little bit. It didn't quite go as dark, but I think it definitely did take some influence from it. Am I crazy, mate? Especially the opening bit, for example. The opening scene.
Oh, sure, which is a... It's millions of years ago.
Can we spoil this? Probably. It's like the first 2 minutes, right?
Yeah, who cares? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, who does care about anything?
Oh, no.
I'm leaving.
Oh, no. What about the planet broadcasting? Oh, no. I guess I'll steer this ship 24 hours later. Oh, no. We're bankrupt. Oh, no.
And I kicked over the microphone.
Yeah. No, people care. But I'm struggling to think. The palette was, you know what it borrowed? It borrowed the palette. It was just dark and kind of...
I think it's palette, isn't it?
Yeah, palette. I don't know. Anyway, but I'm struggling. Who is this actually for?
Okay, yeah.
Because I felt it lent kind of heavily on people knowing who the Power Rangers were and going, isn't this so fun?
And the first joke is about jerking off a bull?
It is, isn't it? Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is for fans of Meatballs? Yeah. Revenge of the Nerds? One of those? Yeah. I haven't seen any of those.
I think there's a joke like that in the bowling movie with Bill Murray.
Kingpin.
Yeah, I think there's a joke. Right. Yeah, great. But so the opening scene is Bryan Cranston and his ancient version of Power Rangers in 65 million years ago battling Rita on Earth for the crystal that's in the Earth, which gives life to Earth.
Apparently in every world there's a crystal in that world, and it gives life to the world. And if you pull a crystal out, the world dies.
And Bryan Cranston, for some reason,
I'm
going
to say that's not scientifically accurate.
What do you know, mate? What do you know about anything?
We'll see about that 24 hours later. Oh no, the world's been destroyed. And I've kicked over a microphone stand.
So, but I found that really interesting because Rita has kind of turned on them and she's killed all the Power Rangers.
She's a former Power Ranger,
I guess. A former Ranger, yeah. Which will lead into like the sequel. We'll talk about that more in spoilers. But and then like you see Bryan Cranston's character is killed and ends up becoming Zordon, sort of. And his suit comes off him and the original Yellow Ranger, and they're naked under the suits.
That's right.
Like, and he's a weird blue alien man or whatever.
Yeah, right. It's not just Bryan Cranston.
No. Well, it's a lot of just Bryan Cranston, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, they didn't CGI abs on him. It's just Bryan Cranston painted blue with some ridges on his
face,
or whatever. Yeah. Uh-huh. But no, I thought that was a cool kind of opening. I'm like, oh, that's an interesting way to start. This is a battle that's been waging for however many million years and whatnot. So, yeah, I thought it was okay. And even, like, the opening, this movie's like a mix of, like, it's Chronicle,
The
it's
Breakfast Club,
it's like, it's Man of Steel.
Yeah,
a little bit with the pin art and the ship design. And it's even a bit Fantastic Four, I would say.
Yeah.
The newer one.
What a Oh, so good.
What a combo.
I feel unless you have a vendetta against a particular movie, maybe don't bring a Fantastic Four comparison to it.
Sure. Okay, yeah. Fair enough. I'm going to say the worst. I'd say even maybe the better elements of that movie.
Sure, okay.
Yeah. But it's also kind of three parts. So it's like you get your Breakfast Club opening. Everyone's a misfit and what are we doing with
ourselves? Some are more misfits than others.
Sure. Some are BMX bandits. Mm-hmm. And then it's kind of a getting to know you team building game for 40 minutes.
Yep, there's a bit of
that. And then there's 20 minutes of power ranging at the end. Mm. So that's kind of how it's broken down. I think some of those segments worked better than others.
Definitely, yeah.
I found like some of the weaker stuff was the actual Power Ranger ring. And maybe that's because they left it too long. But I felt like it was cast well. And I believed a lot of the characters. Like considering the material that it is. Like I liked these new Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Yeah. In particular, Billy and... Well, the main ones are kind of built like the Red Ranger, the Blue Ranger and the Pink Ranger, would you say?
Sure.
Yeah. So I enjoyed them for the most part, yeah.
Mm.
What did you think of them?
They were very reminiscent of the original Rangers.
Okay, interesting that you would say that.
Yeah. Do we get a cameo from some of the original Rangers towards the end? Yeah. We get the Pink Ranger.
We get the Pink Ranger and the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
They're taking a photo of the Zord.
That's
or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But the other guys, or the ones that are alive, went to the premiere. The Yellow Ranger was killed in a car crash in like 2000.
That's right.
Yeah.
There was some controversy about that because one of the posters for this, remember this? Yeah, that's some sort of car-related thing and people were like, oh boy, that's a little insensitive. And I think one of the Red Rangers probably couldn't have made it to the premiere because he murdered his roommate with a sword.
Yes.
If you recall that.
Not the original one.
No, but like a Power Rangers Turbo or something.
Yeah, something like that. There's been 1,000 seasons.
Yeah, I mean, you have to assume there's going to be some murderers.
Yeah.
If a series goes this long and there's this many people involved, you have to assume at least one person's going to become a murderer. As with the launch of Planet Broadcasting, there's so many great people involved, but invariably one of them's going to be a murderer.
Invariably, the people will find Adam Knox's body.
I was going to say Adam Knox too! It's definitely Adam Knox is going to be revealed as the murderer. He's got a beard and a knife, that man.
But what did... No, Alpha, do we have anything else to say about Alpha in particular? I mean, he's just the I robot. He's got a little bit more personality, I guess, than the original Alpha.
He's more of a fighter.
Yeah.
Certainly. He's scrappy, this little guy.
Yeah, he's got springy long arms.
Springy long arms.
Like that Nintendo game that I can't remember. What about Rita? Elizabeth Banks.
Look, I think she hammed it up for all she was worth.
She's pretty creepy, man.
Yeah,
like especially
that was
initially.
Fun.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, fair enough. It's not like a earth-shattering performance, but you're a Power Rangers villain.
Yeah, right. Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I think she hammed it up. I think she chewed a lot of scenery.
Yeah,
and that totally worked. But it's weird that she got them. She kind of got the sexiest redesign. Like nothing else got a super sexy redesign, did it?
Alpha did.
Good point.
Yeah, no.
But everybody else was kind of the same.
Yeah, but I guess they're teenagers. So what do you kind of step into that territory in the first movie?
Yeah, good
you know
point.
What I mean?
Yeah.
Did you? So one of the characters they reveal
are they actual teenagers? The actors?
I think most of them are.
Really?
Yeah.
They've got
teenagers have abs now, Mason. Don't you know that? They go on low carbs. They go on high protein.
That's probably true.
They're keeping up their
paleo.
Aerobics. Yeah, they're doing paleo. Mm. All these things.
Calisthenics.
It's important.
Medicine balls.
Work on your traps. Get a good core going.
Mm-hmm.
Build your body from there. Jeez. We all know this. I'm just passing on things we all know.
Fantastic. And if that doesn't work, Mack Weldon. If you can't do any of that, and you're a bit of a grub.
Now, obviously, a big part of Power Rangers is the fighting.
Sure.
Was any of this, like, impressive to you?
I cannot recall anything being impressive. That being said, there was, like, brief moments, just a couple of seconds at a time, where it did feel super reminiscent of the TV series.
Right.
It's like all in
a quarry?
Yeah, there was kind of a helicopter shot.
Yeah.
When I say that, it was probably all completely CGI.
Yeah.
There was a moment of, like, where you could see like the California hills and like a whole bunch of the putty monsters charging and a bunch of the Power Rangers charging in the other direction. And I'm like, that is dead on.
Right.
Like that is a dead on homage to the TV series.
Yeah.
And then that scene continued for two more seconds and I'm like, now it's not.
Now it's doing something else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like, that felt fantastic for the designs of the putties, just kind of rockish men
sure,
being
yeah.
kicked about mm-hmm. and whatever. Yeah.
And there was a scene, this is, this is a spoiler, but at the same time, it's not a spoiler. Oh. At the end, when there's a monster fighting the Megazord.
What?
That's not a spoiler, because there would be rioting. Would there be rioting in the streets if this movie didn't end with a Megazord fighting a...
Yes.
Or would people not be... Or people not
you
know?
You can't not.
But I mean, if this is for teens...
Yeah. Is it?
I don't know. See, that's the thing. I don't know. But if this is for teens who have never seen that stuff, they're not necessarily expecting that. But I felt also that at the end, you know, when there's a Megazord grappling with a big old monster.
Yeah.
It did kind of look like two dudes in suits.
Right.
Grappling with each other, except then it's super CGI, but...
I didn't think there was any kind of charm to that final battle.
No, neither did
I. Like, I'm not saying the original looks good. Like, it's good for what it is. It's guys in suits kicking the shit out of each other. It's like a monster that's an eyeball and legs and a man in a robot suit.
Sure.
But I felt like there wasn't really any kind of personality in either the Zords in their animal form. Also, they're talking about... These animals are from the prehistoric era. That's like, that's why there's a Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus
and a Triceratops and a mammoth. Are they the same era?
Not really.
I'm fairly certain they're not.
Well,
I'm,
maybe some of them arrived at different times.
So Zordon died in the
dinosaur.
He's
the last one to die.
Yeah, but the mammoths came after.
Or the first one to die.
I don't think that's true.
I don't know then.
Somebody died, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah,
I don't know, man.
Yeah, no, the first...
Don't let's not get bogged down at that point of the movie.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you do... But even like the Zord's designs, I was kind of... I couldn't really even really see the
you
mammoth
never get,
in it.
Yeah, like, the T-Rex. There's a T-Rex, right?
Yeah.
It looks pretty good.
Yeah, but the rest of them are just kind of clunky whatever.
What I assume was supposed to be a Pteranodon...
Pterodactyl.
Just like a jet, exactly. Yeah.
So
and the Megazord. Is the Megazord been shown in any promotional stuff? Okay. Doesn't look anything like it has been. It doesn't even look like a combination of all the it's in motion, it doesn't look like a combination of all the animals.
No.
So what's the point?
What is the point? Let's talk spoilers.
Okay.
I was gonna say spiders, but let's talk spoilers first.
We're gonna say best movie ever, worst movie ever?
I'm
going to say worst movie ever for this one. And again, it's not really the worst movie ever.
Yeah.
But it wasn't anything.
Yeah.
If I hadn't seen it, I wouldn't miss it.
I don't want to say worst because I didn't hate it. Like, I came out and I'm like, yeah, okay. Like, it's, you know what? It was better than I thought it would be. I'll give it that.
I thought it was worse than I thought it would be.
Your expectations are out of control, mate.
I know.
Have you ever seen the first Power Rangers movie?
No.
It's fucking terrible.
All right, great.
You ever seen the second one?
I've not seen any of them.
I haven't seen it. Okay, but I would imagine it's even worse.
Look, but I think what happened is I set my sights really low, and then I'm like, well, maybe it'd be good then. And that recalibrated my
idiot.
Sights too high. And
stop
then,
calibrating yourself.
Sorry, I shouldn't have calibrated my sights
at all.
What
are you, a watch? Do you calibrate a watch?
No, you set a watch.
Okay, spoilers. Worst. I don't care.
Oh, it's spoilers.
Yeah.
Wow, you're saving that for spoilers.
Yeah, now spoilers.
Wow.
So the Green Ranger is revealed in the end. They're like, there's a new
student.
Cool
he's,
kid in town.
He's the coolest kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Yeah, so good. Good for him.
Sure, good.
I mean, I thought that was kind of cool because I remember I watched a bit of it when I was a kid, but I didn't really care for it because I was a big Voltron fan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man. And we've talked about that before. But even like Goldar from the original series is like a monkey in a gold suit.
Yes.
But this, it was just a big glob.
Of gold, a giant big
yeah,
glob
nothing.
Of gold.
Yeah. So I didn't even... That's why I'm like... One of the fun bits of the original Power Rangers was all those monsters had weird personalities.
Yeah,
and rhymes
right.
And phrases and
they
whatever.
And this one had literally no personality.
Yeah, exactly. And I found it very strange that the way that they formed the Megazord is they fell into the crystal... And then they molded together by accident to form a big man?
Yeah, right.
Because everybody, including Zordon, seemed surprised by that.
Yes, right.
What was that?
I don't know, man. But that's the thing. You always assume, like Voltron, like the Power Rangers, you assume that's an ability, like that's a mechanism that's available to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't have happened by accident.
I have no idea.
It should have been like... But I guess the idea being is that they were all willing to work together to sacrifice themselves.
Yeah.
And so that was the triggering mechanism.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. Or are you?
I don't know, man.
We also got the death of the Blue Ranger, Billy, who I liked a lot. I thought he was good, man.
Mm-hmm.
But having
Billy
seen
Cranston,
the
we know, yeah.
Actually named after Bryan Cranston.
That's right, yeah.
Because, you know, Bryan Cranston used to voice all the monsters in the original series when he was broke. What a gig. That's amazing.
Pretty good, right? Yeah. $50 an hour, apparently.
Oh, really? Mm. Nothing to sneeze at in the 90s.
That's right.
So we've got the death of Billy, but then he's fine because Zordon could have stepped through the gate, presumably naked.
Yeah, that was... See, I didn't buy that. Because I didn't feel they'd built... They hadn't built the mechanics well enough for that to be just like, it felt like a cop out.
You can just bring someone back from the dead.
Yeah, right.
Or walk through a gate.
Exactly.
And be an alive man.
Yeah.
Instead of pin art.
Mm-hmm.
I did like Zordon though. I like the big face and his motivations and whatever. Mm-hmm. And he kind of accepted his role. He's like, this isn't my team or my time anymore.
Uh-huh.
So he kind of handed it over reluctantly. Or he learnt a lesson and did it on.
I think we all learned a lesson.
So they introduced a gay character, right?
Yeah, or a character who is...
at least coming to terms with his sexuality.
Yeah.
Do you think that was handled okay?
I guess, to the extent that all the other teen issues were handled.
Right. I'm wondering if that's a callback to... because the original Blue Ranger was gay in real life.
Oh.
And he... yeah, there was apparently a lot of on-set bullying that like drove him to be suicidal and all that.
I did not know
so
that.
So I wonder if that was a kind of like... hey, maybe. This is different now where...
oh, it's kind of like
a new era of Power Rangers.
Yeah, it's like a late stage apology kind of thing.
Yeah, potentially. Maybe. Yeah. I don't know whether that's actually the case. But mm-hmm. I didn't particularly like that character, though, for the one scene where she's sitting with her family.
And it's and a completely like, normal, great family.
Yeah, and they're like, how's your day? Tell us about yourself. And she's just like, whatever.
Yeah.
And they're just like, we've made you a meal. What's going on with you?
We seem nice and supportive. Yeah. Yeah.
And she's like, shut up, everyone.
And the dad seems fairly benign, and the mum's like, the mum is at the end of her rope, seemingly only because the kid is not talking to her ever. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm. Very strange.
Very.
But a big kind of component of this movie is Krispy Kreme donuts, which I maintain is not a great donut. It's fine.
Wow, I disagree completely.
Really? Yeah. Do you remember when that guy was following us in the street, offering us Krispy Kreme donuts at like 2 a.m.?
Yes, I do remember that. I didn't remember it until you've just mentioned it now. And he was having some issues. I remember that guy.
Boy, was he.
Mm.
I think we handled that appropriately.
I wonder where he is these days.
Yeah.
To be clear, this wasn't some sort of Krispy Kreme promo person.
No.
Like, I gotta give all these donuts away. It was just some rando.
It used to be a big deal in Australia that you'd have to... There was one store in Sydney and people would bring them back from Sydney on the plane. They're like, I nurse these in my lap. Have a donut. But then they just started putting them 7-Elevens or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy was like, hey, I've got... he was clearly like hammered.
Man, I'm gonna get some Krispy Kremes tomorrow. cannot wait.
He was following us down the street like, just have a donut. I don't want to eat all of them. And if I remember correctly, I ended up yelling.
Yeah, you did, yeah. And he apologized profusely.
And then I apologized for being short.
Then he became a drunk guy who's following you around apologizing profusely, which is the worst, probably the worst kind of drunk guy.
So a big point of this movie is the crystal is buried under a Krispy Kreme, and they're always meeting at a Krispy Kreme or enjoying a Krispy Kreme. Or
Rita Repulsa enjoys as a Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, they're talking to, like, it's they mapped it out that it's at the Krispy Kreme. You're like, was that? I mean, I know like we do product placement in this or advertising, but this is like next level. Like they built a plot point around.
Yeah, it was
the
really weird.
Thing, yeah,
I mean, I feel it was fairly innocuous.
Mm.
I don't know. You're right, because at no point. They don't verbally promote Krispy Kreme. They're not like, num, 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 love these Krispy Kremes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they could have made it just a donut shop.
Do you think, though, if you were like a massive fan of Power Rangers, which you are.
Yes.
And do you think that you would come out of this being like, no, this is a good version of, look at that dog.
Got the dog here.
Going for it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this would be like, you'd be satisfied with this version of.
That's a really good question.
Thank you.
No, because it drags. I don't know.
Yeah, drag in the middle. Mm, yeah.
There's
too much. Like, why can't we be a team? And whatever.
I think were I a big Power Rangers fan, I would want an origin story that takes 10 minutes.
Yep,
and then just they fight a bunch of monsters.
Cool.
Because wasn't Goldark? Wasn't he like this?
Goldark's a guy. Yeah,
but isn't he? He's like the mini boss.
Yeah,
like he's not. He's the guy they fight, and then they fight a bigger monster.
Yeah, isn't or they grow. Maybe they grow him at one point.
Right. Okay.
As well.
Sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. I'd want more action.
Okay. Fair enough.
It wasn't enough. They just fight.
they're fighting holograms and then they're fighting underwater. Mm. And whatever.
Yeah. What did you think of the underwater concept? Like that whole deal?
Then when they fought underwater?
No, when they had to go underwater.
Oh, that was kind of neat.
You have to get damp every single time.
Yeah.
Catch your death of cold.
Yeah. Well, they're super powered men and women.
Uh-huh.
All right, that'll do it. Yeah. Oh, I got some tweets here from people who saw it and they have opinions.
Okay, I'm ready.
From Jerry, no PhD. You better get on that, mate.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Friendship, believe in yourself, Zords, Zordon, fighting in a quarry, theme song, Krispy Kreme. Not so much a review, more a summation.
That is a brisk summary that is very accurate.
This is from Turtle Power Pod, which is like the Duck Blur equivalent. They do the Ninja Turtle episodes there.
That's right, yeah.
Very cool.
I believe they're arch nemeses or friends.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
I love that there was enough new stuff to make it interesting and enough 90s grindfest for nostalgia. Also, no blue beam. That is true.
That it's an action movie without a blue beam, either coming from the sky or shooting into the sky.
Yeah. Stefan says, just came out of Power Rangers and all I can say is it wasn't very good. Rather watch the 95 one. Sick burn. Mm. This is from Michael, unpronounceable last name. Had a great time with this movie. Loved the character development so much. It was just campy enough. And Danny Fan says, enjoyed Power Rangers. Liked what they tried with characters. Good core casting when the, who were able to sell the material. And Chris Langley says, saw Saban's Power Rangers last night. I think Netflix's Voltron did it better. Just a movie out of 10. I agree. Do you think there's room for Voltron now?
Yes.
Because
It'll be more fun.
Yeah.
And it's, I think people just like, and it, people, I think people just like Voltron more.
I like Voltron more. This, I don't know if Voltron's more successful.
This
though.
Is a review of Power Rangers from Vox. The last paragraph says, there's one nagging problem. The movie spends a lot of time resisting how gleeful and impossibly playful the Power Rangers are meant to be. I agree with that. I think it should have been crazier.
Thanks, Vox.
Thanks. No problem, Vox.
Wherever you are.
Good on you, mate.
In the cloud, potentially.
What do you reckon about that statement?
I don't disagree with that, yeah.
Yeah. Where were Bulk and Skull?
Where were Bulk and Skull?
Thank you.
They could have made one of the bullies Bulk or Skull. Stacked on top of each other in a trench
Bulk
coat.
And Skull. Some sort of Siamese twin conjoined situation. That's inclusive, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Mm. You've covered all our demographics.
That's
also.
Right.
All right, you know what it's time for then?
Our famous segment, what we're reading, what we're going to read.
Yep, normally I say the second or first part. But
no rules, baby.
Oh, no.
I've been doing podcasts all weekend. I'm so tired. I don't have time to be going by our rules, baby.
I'm doing the thing. What are you reading?
You know what I was reading, but I was listening to our friends over at the Auntie Donna podcast.
Yeah.
They do a fine podcast called the Auntie Donna podcast.
Agreed.
And a couple of weeks ago, they had an episode. It's episode 34. Mm. It's the stone fruit episode. the premise of which is they've just... Mark has... Is it Mark?
It's probably Mark. I think Mark, it's Mark, yeah.
Who has for a long time wanted to do an episode solely about stone fruits and what each of their favorite stone fruits is. And it spirals out of control very quickly. And it's probably the funniest half hour of anything I've seen or heard so far this year.
Sure, absolutely.
So everybody check that out, I feel.
Did you feel that at the live show...
They're on a network, guys.
Yeah, they are.
Not their live stuff, but just their podcast.
Avoid that if you care.
Yeah, Jesus.
Did you feel the launch event that everybody was much funnier than us? Did
yeah.
Did you get that sense?
Yeah.
We're not professionals, are we?
Because what happened... See, ultimately what happened, I think... is that we do this podcast and it's quite successful, which
yeah.
is great because of our delightful weekly whack it is, our listeners.
Correct.
And, you know, we know heaps of people who are really funny and do great shows and we should get some more attention on them. But then what happened is they all came in the room together and some attention came on then and we went, oh, that's right, they are funnier than us. That's why we wanted them in the first place.
We should have got shitter podcasts.
Exactly.
If you've got the worst podcast, email in.
God, they're good. They're good. They're good doing their thing. They're good off the cuff, all of them. I've already nailed it.
I met a couple of lovely listeners. Mm. One of them being Chris, who recommended an Image comic called Fade Out.
Call him a Chris-iner.
Yeah, we could.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll have to clear that with him, obviously.
Mm.
But he recommended Image Comics Fade Out, which I want to give a go.
Have you read it? I read the first issue of the Fade Out.
Yeah,
it's really
been
good.
On for a couple of
it's
years.
It's from the 50s, right? Set in the 50s?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But he highly recommended it, and I said... Okay.
Nice.
And then we parted as friends.
Ooh.
For now.
Does that mean that you've left that very sinister and vague? So either you're going to rejoin as friends later, or you're going to turn into bitter enemies.
It could go either way, yes.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
That's all the things we're reading or listening.
Yes, it is.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Then we've got another segment.
Do we?
Segment.
The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. Hang on, they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
It's letters.
Isn't it just?
We just spent that last 10 seconds just staring weirdly at each other.
Before we get into the letters.
Good, because I haven't found a letter yet.
Oh, no. Well, this is still you. Have you picked a winner for the Iron Fist competition?
Yes, I have. And it's actually somebody I have retweeted in the past. Oh. We got so many good ones. No, it's not you. I've never retweeted you. So you're going to pick a winner on YouTube.
Yep. I was going to do it this week, but I didn't end up making a video because I'm real tired.
All right, nice.
But I'll do it next week.
So the winner on Twitter, we have decided, is Benjamin Philby. He was responsible for the black and white Iron Fist Kung Fu two-panel comic in which Iron Fist, the TV version of Iron Fist, is fighting some ninjas and falls in a heap as he recalls that time comic book Iron Fist met a weird
Doctor Who knockoff.
Yeah, it's real good. It's a journey. It's a real journey. I like it.
That's a good one.
It's a good one.
But thank you for all the lovely entries.
Yeah, so he's now on the podcast. Benjamin Philby is now the official Iron Fist of the podcast.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's very interesting.
That's right.
Yeah. I love it. I bloody love it.
Oh, speaking of Iron Fist.
Yes?
I didn't end up finishing Iron Fist.
Yeah, because you had some... Your feelings changed, didn't it?
Well, that's the thing, because I watched about 9 episodes of Iron Fist before we did our Iron Fist episode. Then I went after we recorded the episode, I went back to it, and having spoken about Iron Fist for an hour, immediately all the flaws became apparent in Iron Fist.
Sure, yeah.
And I'm like, oh, I can't be bothered anymore. I'll get to it eventually because I'm on holidays right now and I'll have run out of content.
Do you think if you had have seen it before Luke Cage, you would have been more forgiving? Or do you think it's a much worse show in general?
No, I think I would be like, I hope Luke Cage is better than this.
Right, yeah. No, I can understand that. Mm. Okay, well, look, opinions are things, aren't they?
Yeah, and look, also, Luke Cage had some bloody live music in it. Mm. I think it was that.
But look, in hindsight, I maintain it's fine, it's whatever. It is exactly what I said last week. Or worse or better. Got a tweet here, Mason.
I'm ready.
I only picked one for some reason because I'm an idiot, so I'm going to have to find another one. # Weekly Planet Pod. Put that out there on Twitter. We'll find it.
Yeah, we
know where you are. Do you think there'll ever be another movie? This is from Beach.
No.
Oh, really?
Yep. I'm putting my foot down.
What's B-E-C-H-E? Beche?
No, I meant there'll never be another movie.
No, I knew what you meant.
Okay,
but
right.
But I'm asking how do you pronounce B-E-C-H-E?
B-E-C.
Beach? Beche? Bechi?
Bech. Maybe it's Beck.
Bech.
Yeah.
Like Bech.
Yes.
Like that? Okay, good. Do you ever really think there'll be another movie? Wait for it.
I've changed my mind, yes.
That'll excite you like you got for Batman v Superman, episode 92 of the Weekly Planet, time code 3432.
What happens there?
We probably talk about how excited we are for Batman Superman. I think I was more excited for Force Awakens than Batman Superman.
Uh-huh.
But I know this was like the most anticipated movie for you in a very long time.
Absolutely, because I love those characters.
Do you think there'll ever be a movie that will excite you that much, though?
Yes, but I can't think of what it is now, but I'm sure...
Some point.
Something will come up, yeah.
Oh, something.
Because I love many things.
But is there a property, like even Justice League, do you think because of what you've seen you don't have faith in it?
Exactly.
But if you had never seen any of this stuff and you saw that trailer, would you be like, oh my God, it's happening?
Yes, I absolutely would. Had I seen none of the prior material,
yep,
that would look incredible. Just out of nowhere. Imagine that just coming out of nowhere.
Yeah, I know, right?
Batman's
yeah.
in it. He's fighting parademons and the Flash is there and Cyborg's flying and Wonder Woman... And Aquaman's there too.
He is, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Yes.
You got another one? Oh, you got that letter?
Nope, still looking.
All right, I can do another tweet then.
Okay.
I just came across this one. This is from fire_unicorn88. The season finale of FX Legion will be out next week.
That was quick.
Then they're doing like 8. Any chance you'd be talking about it, talking about that awesome series? # Weekly Planet.
Now, I've only watched the first episode, but again, I've got some time off, so I'm going to watch the rest of them.
Get through it, man.
You want to do an episode on them?
Yeah, well, that and Ghost in the Shell.
Oh, yeah,
we'll
cool.
try and do both, yeah.
What
do
you think? Next week?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
Can you do that, Mason?
Yes.
All right, then.
Maybe.
It's definitely worth talking about.
Yeah, good. I can
even if we...
I can watch 2 a day.
Two a day.
Three a day.
Good gravy.
And this is Spencer Keyes on the Gmail.
Okay.
WeeklyPlanet@gmail.com. Speaking of Iron Fist, he wants to know, what other Marvel characters do you think could join the Netflix Marvel universe?
Moon Knight. Ghost Rider, maybe?
Ooh.
No, maybe not. Nah. And then
maybe the Prowler?
Maybe the Predator.
No, that's not a...
Maybe the Predator 2.
Right, yeah, maybe Predator 2, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Moon Knight is a lock.
Yeah.
If we don't get Moon Knight, that'll be insane.
Yeah, I know, right. Maybe they're going to do a movie. Like, yeah. It wouldn't surprise me if they went Moon Knight movie. Moon Knight cinema.
Oh, yes. Moon V.
How many more can we do?
That's it.
None.
No more. Does he fit? I don't think he fits with the cinematic universe.
Okay, yeah.
Because he's not Captain America superpowered.
Yeah.
He's not armored. He's not a giant monster.
Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't have a gimmick bow.
Yep, sure. Yeah. Yep, yeah, okay, fair
he's
enough.
He's my luck. If they don't do that in the next round, very
they're
going
to have to do it. Do it.
Yes.
They're going to have to do it somewhere.
Yeah.
Just hopefully not on ABC.
Oh, like, absolutely yeah. not. Please, no. But there's so much. Moon Knight's ripe for it because he's got a great backstory. He's got multiple personalities. He's got all sorts of. That's I feel there's enough to explore in 8 or 13 episodes.
Sure. What if they did a variation on like a Spider-Man, like a Spider-Woman, or a, I don't know, not but they won't do a Venom. They're doing a movie, but something like taking someone from the Spider family.
Oh,
like a bit of like a Miles Morales maybe, like a. I don't know, just not the main one.
Maybe like a... Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe like a...
But I think maybe he's too powered. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And I think Moon Knight would suit the TV Netflix universe because there's that issue set, you know, in that tenement building.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like a one shot.
But do the good choreography.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Daredevil.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Was I talking about this with you or someone on Saturday? Or Friday, or whenever that was. With Iron Fist, he's got one glowing fist.
Yes.
If he swings at you and you blocked him at the wrist,
yep.
You could then hit him in the face. Like, it's only his fist. Like, you could still block him at the forearm.
Oh, good question.
Do you know what I mean?
I do.
Is it propelled? I guess it is.
Yeah, I feel that is just the glow.
Yeah.
It's just a signifier.
Right.
Like the power runs up his whole body.
Okay, sure.
I feel if you blocked him at the wrist, your hand would come off.
Oh no.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
We've answered all our questions.
Thank you.
Mine specifically.
Mm-hmm.
What else were you gonna say? You said the Prowler.
Yeah.
Explain yourself.
The Prowler is I think maybe he's got a new book recently, but he's like in the '90s, Spider-Man had like a whole bunch of supporting heroes around him. Like he would often encounter in the streets of New York, you'd encounter another superhero. Are you looking up the Prowler?
I am, actually, yeah.
Is it the purple costume?
It is, yeah, yeah.
Okay. What do you reckon about that?
It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, you could definitely do it.
And he's an African-American character, so yeah, more diversity would be good.
Mm, absolutely.
So Rocket Racer would be good.
Yep, sure, Rocket Racer. Let's type in future of Marvel Netflix. And we're getting the Punisher, obviously, which I think is the perfect fit.
Exactly.
Do you think, I don't think this will happen, but... Do you think they could maybe take one of the Avengers and have them jump over? Like a Hawkeye or
I would 100, I would 1 million percent watch a Hawkeye.
Yeah, me too.
TV series.
Well, I would 200 million percent.
Yeah, all right. Jeez, all right, mate.
But I think even, could you bring over like a Peggy Carter sort of thing? Yeah, well, she's, nah, I mean, that did its own thing, obviously. But, yeah.
I don't think the new Agent Carter has enough to sustain a series. And that would just be Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. again.
Yeah, it would be. You're right. Mm. Yeah, yeah. Wow, what an era we live in.
I know.
All right, Mason, that's the show.
We'll be recharged and ready to go next week.
Yep.
But right now, we're buggered.
What's the end of the show?
Okay, so you can find us on Weekly Planet Pod on Facebook and Twitter and Gmail and Bandcamp. You know what? I'll get some time off. We should do some more commentaries.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do some.
I don't have as much time off. But okay.
That's true, yeah. But in a way, your whole life is time off.
It's true, so. Mason. Mm-hmm. When you do what you love, you don't work a single fucking second. You're just into it all day. You just love it.
And anytime you stop working for a second, it's like lost wages. Bloody sending your family to the poorhouse. But it's fine. Just take some time off. Have a little relax. Drink a latte.
I'm not a coffee man.
All right.
I feel like I should, though. Mm. I feel like it would change my life, but I'm worried if I start, I'll just never stop.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'll stick to hard alcohol. Thank you very much.
That's the spirit. Let's see. If you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. You can click on our Amazon affiliate link, which is in our episode description. You click through, you buy a bloody something on Amazon.com for the same price. We get a little kickback.
Yeah.
Mac Weldon, that's our friends.
Yep. Over 360 there. Fly as well.
360 Fly. Ah, so many things. Thank you to the Brute and the Basilisk and Rackham for all our themes. Thank you for Golden Legend for bloody designing all our great logos and such. We've got some teas on tpublic.com. Just search for Weekly Planet.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to everybody who has listened to this point.
Yes.
So many people at the launch were like, I've listened since episode one.
And you said, two. What?
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah. And I'm like, why? It was garbage.
Yeah. No.
And I pushed him off the roof.
But no, that was really cool.
Oh, what a heck of a bloody... We're gonna have to redouble our efforts, knowing that actual real people listen to this.
I know.
As opposed to the bots that I assume have been just downloading the episodes.
I don't like it, if I'm honest.
Yeah,
it feels
bad.
Real.
Yeah. Boo.
Also, if you want to check out planetbcasting.com,
yeah,
it's got all the shows there for everybody. Bloody check them out.
They're all great.
If you want to send if you've got an inquiry about whatever, you can send it through. There'll be some photos from the day.
Yeah, that's right.
Ben Vanell is going to be doing some articles and stuff. Also, there's going to be a newsletter.
Which we are currently...
We've got two names.
Provisionally, we've got two names for it. It could be called The Orbit,
yep.
Which I think is pretty good because it's broadcasting and satellites and what have you. But also The Weekly Butt.
Which I prefer.
Yeah, right.
But I don't know whether...
Because you and Claire said, can you come up with a name? And I said, The Weekly Butt. And I'm like, no, that's too good.
But if someone's got a better name...
Than those two. If you
we're definitely
know,
open
yeah.
to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if you want to check out that would be super cool.
Is that everything?
That's everything.
Yeah.
Thanks again, everybody. This is a really good opportunity that you guys have given us, and we appreciate it. Don't we, Mason?
Yeah, we do. All right. See you next week, guys. Grab that gem.
Do that.
Boy.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.